on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for the 21st of February. And today, Tyne Daly, the American actress, turned 74. She played Detective Lacey in the 80s TV cop series Cagney and Lacey.
You dirty rat.
Not that Cagney, Gunners.
Sorry.
Peter Hitchener, the Australian TV newsreader, is 74.
Good evening, Peter Hitchener with Newsbreak.
Jerry Harrison, the US musician and guitarist and keyboardist with Talking Heads, is 71. Kelsey Grammer, the American actor who played Frasier, is 65. Christopher Atkins, the American actor starred way back when in The Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields, he's 59 today. William Baldwin, the American actor, younger brother of Alec Baldwin and Stephen, he's 57. Mark Ferguson, the Aussie TV news presenter.
Good evening.
He's 54. Michael McIntyre, the English comedian, he's hilarious, by the way, he's 44. Jennifer Love Hewitt, the American actress and singer, is 41. Charlotte Church, the Welsh singer, is 34. And Sophie Turner, the English actress, stars in Game of Thrones, married to Joe Jonas, might be having his baby. She's 24 today.
It was on this day in 1842 that the sewing machine was patented.
In 1858, the first electronic burglar alarm was installed in Boston by a guy called Edward T. Holmes. Get it? In a home? Burglar alarm? Okay, moving along.
The world's first telephone book was published in America on this day in 1878, and the book had a listing of 50 names.
Got to start somewhere. In 1907, the Bondi Surf Bathers Lifesaving Club was established.
You've heard of Alka-Seltzer before, haven't you?
I have.
The remedy for indigestion and headaches. It was released in 1931.
The first instant camera, the Polaroid Land Camera, was demonstrated at a meeting of the Optical Society of America today in 1947.
Remember this song?
It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face.
Joe Dolce, shut up for your face. Got to number one back in 1981.
That's a fabulous song. And it was on this day in 2013 that the world's tallest stack of pancakes was made by an Aussie, Chef Andy Roble.
Nice one, Andy. Just a few of the things that happened on this day, the 21st of February.